And Brittany DeYoung is our Live Music Friday guest here this week on WKAR's Current State. She's the principal harpist with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, our first ever harpist on Current State. She'll perform at tomorrow night's LSO concert at the Wharton Center and at a family program at the downtown Lansing Library on Sunday afternoon. Let's listen to a piece. This is the Danse de Mojique by Marcel Tournier. What a sound. Brittany DeYoung on the harp here. She is the principal harpist with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, and that was the Danse de Mojique by Marcel Tournier. Welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you.
You come from out west. At what age did you start playing the harp?
I started when I was 8 years old. My family was really musical, and we were all encouraged to perform and play music.
This is a large instrument. A younger, smaller person must have a smaller instrument, I presume?
Yes, they have.
I hope so.
They have lever harps, which are about 3/4 of the size. And they have levers that adjust the pitches rather than the pedals on the bottom of the larger instruments.
How tough physically is it to be a harpist?
It is an incredibly physically demanding instrument. You're using your hands, your feet, your back when you're sitting behind the harp and it's resting on your shoulder.
It's a good upper body workout.
Yes, it is.
Really. And do you get, I am assuming you get calluses from plucking the strings?
Oh, yeah. Very large calluses on every finger. So.
Yeah. Now, Saturday night's LSO concert features guest violinist Rachel Barton Pine playing Brooks' Scottish Fantasy. You'll also perform on that piece. How does this work, rehearsing a concert like this with a guest artist?
Oh, it's wonderful. We will rehearse together as a group before she comes in, and so that we kind of know the piece before she gets there. And then when she comes in, it really comes together as a full piece, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece of music that we're going to be doing.
How much classical music includes any part at all for a harp?
You know, it's much more of the more recent kind of modern and romantic era music that has harp, because the instrument took several years to develop, and it wasn't until 1810 that the pedal harp was even invented. And so anything before that, really, the harp was not used
Does the symphony typically perform pieces that don't require you?
About half of the time I'll play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whether it's one piece or the full concert. Sometimes I don't play on any concert at all.
We also want to talk about your performance this Sunday at an LSO family series at the library. It's called Harp Harmonies, 3 p.m. Sunday, and the LSO says it's perfect for kids ages 2 to 10. What happens at this?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing some fun music that's accessible to young children, something they can kind of get exposed to classical music with, and possibly even have a chance to play the harp if they're interested.
It must mesmerize a lot of young kids. I'm sure it will on Sunday afternoon. We want to thank Brittany DeYoung, our performer here on Live Music Friday. She's going to play us out. This is called Dewdrops by Godefroy on Current State. Thank you.